Governor Ige has wrapped up successful contract negotiations with the Hawaii Teachers Union. And so has he also upped his political cachet for the next election? Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Hi there, Chad.
Hello, Beth Ann.
Everyone was sort of buzzing about this, not just as a success in terms of the teachers union, but also what it means going forward for both Governor Ige and potentially for other contract negotiations, too. What do you make of it?
Well, it's a significant settlement. As you know, there's 12 other public sector union contracts still to be settled. We also settled the firefighters. But this was a pretty big one. And in announcing it, the president of the HSTA actually publicly thanked Ige by name for being involved with the negotiations. Just the other day, the Ige campaign actually tweeted that out. Some kudos to each other. I think the thing to understand here is that unions are, as we all know, very important in Hawaii, important in elections. But with the teachers in particular, there's been some, how should I put it? The three people that held Governor Ige's seat before him all clashed noticeably, publicly, with the HSTA, with teachers in general. And I think they suffered politically for it. Could Ige have the wind at his back, at least when it comes to this union, when he runs for office next year, his reelection?
This has been a very different type of negotiations than what we've seen before. And you mentioned the three predecessors and a lot of the contentious stuff that you and I talked about, which really just kind of never made it into a conversation because there just didn't seem to be any. What is it that you think happened, or what is it that they're crediting Governor Ige with being able to do that his predecessors could not?
Well, he certainly has an education background. His wife, an administrator in one of the schools, and he's made it a priority. Of course, he's been dinged for not getting air conditioning in those classrooms that's so badly needed. But I think the willingness to listen, the willingness to compromise, come up with something that's acceptable to all parties, and this is a 13.6 percentage point raise over the next 4 years, as well as some help with their health premiums. These are things that were appreciated by the teachers. As you know, they lost a battle last week to get that constitutional amendment question to tax residential properties and the TAT to help pay for school. So at least there was a victory here. Certainly, Ige stands in sharp contrast to Neil Abercrombie, who imposed a contract, if you'll remember, the Teachers Association.
That
went to a lawsuit. That went to a long, drawn-out process. That did not help him. The HSTA noticeably endorsed Ige against Abercrombie in the 2014 election.
And very quickly, where do you think this puts him in terms of the other negotiations yet to come? And as we start to talk about the beginning of the conversation, the political cachet.
Yeah, I'm told a couple of unions may be announcing settlements this week. Of course, the state legislature is wrapping up the budget, and that, of course, is critical to paying the unions. There may be a holdout with the University of Hawaii Professional Assembly. I don't see a breakthrough there yet. You've also got UPW and SHOPA, but I think we will be seeing developments. June 30th is coming soon.
And maybe even some endorsements, too.
Maybe not just yet, but down the line.
Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat. Today with Chad Blair.